Back together again, you and I wrapping up a busy week, Friday, April 21st, 2023, on Connecticut Today. We started out with news of another suburban black bear encounter that fortunately ended with no casualties. Greenwich GOP State Senator Ryan Fazio briefed us again on the latest tax and spending talks in Hartford. Stop listening to the animal rights people. Stop it. If it's a question of public safety, you listen to the experts. You don't listen to somebody who brings little stuffed animals to a hearing. You don't listen to somebody who thinks, you know, the bears are so cute eating from the bird feeder. You don't listen to somebody who says, my God, I took all this video of the bear in my backyard. It was so wonderful. No, 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 no. And again, no. You listen to the experts, and the experts said a couple of months ago, you know, the experts said a few months ago that we need, these are the deep experts, the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, the experts in the state, including a person or two that gets paid to watch the migration and the tracking and the influx of bears in the state, the experts, including the deep commissioner, with the blessing from the governor, they're the ones saying, hey, it's time for a limited bear hunt. Not to carpet bomb the bears out of existence in this state, but do what other states do. Some states do it by numbers of bear. Other states, like Pennsylvania, from what I hear, from what a caller told me, they do a one-day, a 24-hour bear hunting season. But it's time to listen to the experts. It is time for the people in the General Assembly to grow a set, to get a spine transplant if they don't have one, and do what's right. Why am I saying this? Hartford Current story. Woman bitten by black bear in Avon as she walked her dog. The bear euthanized at the scene. I would hope so. I'm telling you, as I sit here today, I am as confident as I sit here today on this Friday, April 21st, somebody is going to get killed. Someone is going to get mauled by a bear. And the animal rights nuts in this state, and I'm not saying everybody that cares for an animal is a nut. I'm not saying that. But when you start to put the value of the life of an animal over that of a human being, that's when you're a little nuts to me. That's when you lost me. We're not talking about birds here. We're not talking about snakes. We're not talking about squirrels. We're not talking about iguana. We're talking about a wild animal that can kill people. It almost happened twice last year to a woman in the Northwest Hills and a 10-year-old boy who was almost mauled and killed in his grandfather's backyard. And now we have this. A 74-year-old woman who was walking her dog on a leash early this morning, Friday, in Avon, was bitten by a black bear, according to the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. The Deep Environmental Conservation Police, deep wildlife biologists, and officers from the Avon Police Department responded to the black bear attack this morning. That's according to the agency. The 74-year-old woman walking her dog on a leash along Berkshire Crossing Road when the female black bear approached her and bit her. The woman suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken by EMS to a local hospital. The agency said that, as public safety says, it is its top priority under the Black Bear Response Protocol. An attack on a human is a Category 4 response, meaning humane euthanization. Euthanization, A, of the bear. And I'm sure there will be people complaining. You watch. There are going to be some crazies out there saying, what'd you kill a bear for? What'd you do that for? Well, ma'am, he or she bit a human being. Well, they were all doing just hungry. They don't know. They're so cute. Give them a ham sandwich. Jenny Dixon of the Wildlife Division of the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection telling The Current recently that animals are trying right now to find food to put on weight or trying to set up territories to find mates. They're making themselves obvious to everyone, not just to other foxes or other killed deer. There were 67 bear home entries in Connecticut last year. 67 times the bears walked into somebody's house. 67 times. 67 times. And don't give me this, well, you know, they're just looking for food. If a bear walked into your house, you'd crap yourself and you'd want it killed. Bears have become so numerous in the state that an annual bear hunt was proposed in a bill in the state General Assembly. The bear hunt idea was nixed by the Environment Committee. And the reason they had to do that is because they had to keep the crazies off of them. This is a matter of public safety. It's not like I sit here and get some sort of weird kind of jollies. I want to kill animals. No, but here's my point. What are we doing to stop the bear population from growing? What are we doing? We had experts tell the General Assembly, tell the governor, tell the Commissioner of Energy and Environmental Protection, Katie Dykes. The experts are saying, we can't control the bear population. They're saying that in so many words. They can't relocate them. They can't, I don't know if there's such a thing as you know, spaying and neutering a bear. I don't think that works. I'm no bear expert, but I mean, I don't know. And again, I'm not for carpet bombing every bear out of existence in the state. That would be immoral. But I wonder if some of these animal lovers that are so blinded thinking that we're killing, you know, little cartoon characters here, I wonder how these people would react if they themselves were attacked, or their mother or their father or a son or a daughter. God forbid that happens. But again, we had this 74-year-old woman who was bitten in the leg while walking her dog today, and they had to put the bear down. Folks, I'm telling you, somebody is going to get killed. And when that happens, I'm not saying if, but when that happens, we're going to see all the tap dancing among the so-called animal rights groups saying, oh, but you can't, it's just a bear, it didn't know. Yes, you're right, it didn't know, because it's a wild animal. But apparently, they are getting so accustomed to moving down with their population growing that they walked into somebody's home 67 times last year. And yet you have a cadre of people who sit there and say, no, leave them alone. They're fine. They're so cute. Oh, look. Look. They're nibbling out of the bird feeder I have. Oh, my husband, he put that up last week. Look at the videos we got to send to our neighbors. I mean, folks, it's just nuts. It is just nuts. When do we have any common sense here? A lot of other states do this. They don't sit there with a short field nuke and take out every bear in their state. No, but here's my question. The bear population in this state is rising. It's getting bigger every year. At what point does anybody look at each other and say, well, maybe we have to go ahead with a limited, maybe a 1 or 2 day or a small scale down bear hunt. Now, we should do that now, but unfortunately, there are people in the General Assembly that are too afraid. They're scared. Stop being scared. Listen to what the experts are telling you. Listen to what the state of Connecticut paid employees at the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection are telling you when you ask them to give them a scientific or get a scientific ascertainment on the situation. You know, I love when some people say, the Republicans deny science. Yeah, well, guess what? A lot of Democrats are denying science here, too. But to be fair, this is a bipartisan issue as well. And please, I don't want to hear from any urban Democrat or Republican, anybody who lives in New Haven or Bridgeport or lower Fairfield County or Hartford, where you never see bears. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it from you. I don't. Because you're standing there proselytizing on how wonderful the animals are when you don't have one walking into your home. When you don't have one walking onto your farm property and killing animals. Again, the bear population is only getting bigger. It is not staying stagnant. It is not staying static. It is increasing. The experts have told us this. At what point is it going to take somebody being mauled to death? Is it going to take someone ending up in a bloody pile of flesh? I'm sorry if I have to say it that way, but I'm going to because, frankly, it's Friday and I don't care. But is that what it's going to take before we at least take some moderate actions, according to all scientists who study this stuff, moderate actions to mitigate this whole thing? Traffic and this isn't the dog. This isn't the family dog. This isn't your cute cats. This is not the fish you have in the tank on top of the table in the dining room. No. These are wild animals. Doesn't make them bad. But having an increasing number of wild animals among people is eventually going to end in something that won't be pleasant. Are we going to get a state income tax cut? Quarter point? Half point? Are we going to stay within the guardrails? Are we making end runs about the guardrails? Is the governor still upset with his own caucus? Interesting stuff in Hartford that will ultimately decide how much money stays in our pockets or comes out. Republican State Senator Ryan Fazio, Greenwich Now, member of the Finance Committee, joins us for an update. Ryan, it's Paul here. How are you, sir? Good afternoon.
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
Not too bad. Ryan, interesting yesterday. I aired part of what the governor said in the news briefing yesterday. This is shaking out rather interesting, Ryan, where the governor, at least on the face of it, does not want to back down. He says, from the big term now, guardrails, things that were initiated back in 2017 when the state Senate was split down the middle. He sounds like he doesn't want to be pushed around on funny business here. What's the latest on that?
Well, the governor won a large majority, a much larger majority in popular vote terms than the majority party in the state legislature on the basis that he ran as a fiscal moderate and as an economic moderate. And that's exactly what the people of this state wanted. They wanted the continuation of the prudent fiscal policies that were passed in 2017, the fiscal guardrails, which limited debt and spending growth and overspending, as you mentioned. When there was an 18-18 state Senate, it was bipartisan. It was really at the behest of the Republicans in the state Senate, including my predecessor, Scott Franz. But they're the reasons we've had fewer tax increases in the past 6 years, and that's the reason we had a couple of bond upgrades, because of these fiscal prudent policies. So the governor is exactly right to be angry with the budget package that passed, authored by the majority party in the state legislature this week, specifically the revenue package, which breaks through the spending caps that we all just voted for in February and patted ourselves on the back for in February. Now they're using these gimmicks to increase spending $400 million, $300 to $400 million per year above what the spending caps restrict, the spending caps that we just voted to extend for 5 years. Back in February, this is absolutely something the governor should be upset about. I'm upset about it. We need to protect the fiscal health and economic health of this state for the next generation, so that they're not loaded with debt and high taxes like we have been over recent decades. The current budget that I voted against in the legislature this past week needs to be changed.
The majority party in Ryan, in Hartford, Ryan, across the aisle from you, they are saying, and the governor is going back and forth with them on this, saying, hey, we've got all this money right now. Why not give some of these charities, some of these people who badly deserve raises and deserve to be honored for their work? If not now, then when? What's your response to that?
So I think that increasing nonprofit funding is absolutely the right thing to do. But that's, you know, millions or tens or hundreds of millions in a budget that's $25 billion. And when they're breaking through the spending caps by $400 million, when they're increasing the debt, bonded debt of the state, the issuance of the authorization of bonded debt that the future taxpayers are going to have to pay for by $1 billion per budget, a 30% increase budget over budget, I mean, that is nothing to do with some of those vital services that absolutely need to be funded. Moreover, we're never going to be able to fund those services in the future, the vital social services in the future, as one of my Democratic colleagues on the committee said, if we do not have economic growth, if we do not have enough taxpayers in the state, if we do not limit the tax burden that the middle class is currently paying. People will leave. They will continue to leave. We won't have enough taxpayers to fund the vital social services in the future. So you have to be prudent and careful now and wise now in a state that's so overtaxed already in order to ensure that we can do these things in the long run. So that's why the governor is right to be in opposition of this budget that was really a rebellion against his own proposals.
And speaking of the aforementioned Greenwich Republican State Senator Ryan Fazio joining us to update us on what's going on up at the Capitol and how much of a state income tax cut you and I might or might not get. And Ryan, I know there's a little battle here. The governor wanted to lower it from 5% to 4.5%. His party mate said, no, we can only go 4.75%. And I heard the governor, Ryan, in the news conference he held yesterday, he said he ideally would like to see some people get as much as $60 back a month, which would be about $700 a year, which is a nice chunk. But he does, again, even on this issue, seem to be a little flummoxed about this. What do you ultimately think, Ryan's going to happen here, if we even know?
Well, I haven't seen any proposal that anyone has made that's been advanced in the legislature by the governor or the legislature that is talking about $700 a month. If I do the math on 50 basis points, for middle-class family making $100,000, it's 500 from the governor. So maybe the governor gets towards that number, but the legislature, we're talking about $200 a year in breaks because the legislature advanced something that's a quarter point. I just want to read, because I have these notes from earlier this week ahead of me. Here, Connecticut, first of all, second highest taxes in the country. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but over the past 40 years, there was a study that just came out. Connecticut's seen its state and local tax burden increase more than any state in the country over the last 40 years. So we're wondering why Connecticut has been hurting economically. It's no surprise. But in COVID times, the reason, we haven't had a tax increase in a few years is because of the federal cash and the inflation, in addition to some of our better fiscal policies that we talked about earlier. But other states experiencing similar circumstances have cut taxes by far more. Over 20 states have cut taxes permanently since COVID. Here are some of the examples. Arizona cut its income tax rate from 4.2% to 2.5%.
Wow.
Iowa cut it from 8.5% to 6.5%. Louisiana cut it from 6% to 4.25%. Wisconsin cut it from 6.3% to 5.3%. These states are doing far more to reduce middle-class income taxes and make their state more affordable and more prosperous and make their economies grow. Quarter point is just not going to do it in the day and age where people can work remotely from anywhere, where you have a lot more mobility. People can move any place in the country and do their job. So we actually need to cut more than ever to reduce the tax burden more than ever. We've needed to do it for a long time, but we're going to be at far greater risk, especially, if New York gets its act together. We've seen an influx of people from New York with the crime up and it being the only state with higher taxes than us. But if they get their act together, we're going to be in trouble because we have no one else that's going to export their people to us. There's mm-hmm. going to be no one else with more onerous policies on the middle class. So listen, I'm going to be happy to see any tax relief for Connecticut families that have been hurting. But my bill called for over 1% reduction, and I think there's ways to find to pay for it, reducing just the future growth in spending and by finding some of the special tax carve-outs in order to pay for it. That'll increase economic growth. That'll provide the middle class over $1,000 of income tax relief per year. We can do far more. It's not going to be good enough just to do a quarter point. People aren't going to feel it.
Ryan, also, we had the discussions in the chambers regarding trying to ease the tax burden on people who stay here but have retirement income and people who have annuities and pensions and everything. What is the status now on trying to eliminate what I think is a good idea? You don't want, a cliff at the end of this thing. So you want to maybe extend it but use a tapered off kind of thing. Any movement on that?
Yeah, that actually got incorporated. There was a compromise that was incorporated into the Democrats' budget that was passed. I think that was actually a good part of the budget. I think they did a good thing there. Basically, if you make over $75,000 in a pension or an annuity income, and you make you get zero tax, but if you make $75,001, you get a 6% tax income tax. So it's a huge cliff. It's a what's three quarters of a? It's a $4,500 income tax cliff for making one more dollar.
Oh, yikes!
Tapering that off so it's sensible is good policy, but still having people making more paying something in income tax. I think that's a good compromise, and that was actually a good part of the bill that the Democrats passed.
All right, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan Fazio, Greenwich State Senate member, Republican, sits on the Finance Committee. Ryan, always good to chat with you. We'll chat down the road. Thank you, sir.
Me, Paul.
Thanks. Bye bye. There you go. Well, there you go. At least they got that in the budget, which is good. And basically, folks, what that means is, if you make over, for those you probably know if this affects you. If you say, hey, geez, I got to stay under a certain amount of money on my pension or my annuity payments, because if I go over that by $1. Then, like Ryan says, you're paying $4,000 in taxes. Well, if this budget passes, there won't be a cliff anymore. That'll be tapered down, which makes sense. Good part of the budget there.